Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Soul Podcast, conversations and meditations to help you live a more calm and peaceful life. I'm Alicia Lynn Diaz, Ayurvedic health practitioner, transformational healer, meditation mentor, and devotional singer. And I've created courses and programs that have supported thousands of people to transform their physical health, heal their mind and emotions, and awaken their spiritual purpose so they can live a more fulfilling life and give their gifts to the world. And now I'm being really called to share the wisdom that my teachers and mentors have handed down to me, this ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and more, and share it in this open source format so it can reach more people. And I truly believe that a peaceful world begins with cultivating inner peace inside of each and every one of us. And together, we can bring more harmony to the planet at large. So in today's episode, I'm going to guide you through a mantra meditation practice that is a Sanskrit chant sung along with the harmonium that is a really powerful meditation to help you return your being, your mind, your body back to this original state of strength and vitality. It is a mantra prayer that invokes protection, divine protection and vitality. And also for me has helped me reclaim my voice, help me speak my truth. It really supports and can support you in sharpening your discernment, being able to see and honor your boundaries, and really experience a deeper level of powerful, radical self-love in the form of boosting your own innate feelings of self-worth, of knowing your value, and of just feeling and overflowing and emanating your fullness without feeling like you need to shrink or hide or run away from conflict, things like that. So any mechanisms or dynamics that could be happening in your life that you feel an avoidance of or don't feel strong enough to deal with or would rather just go away, like that kind of cowering around conflict, this mantra just helps invoke a feeling of protection and really supports just all aspects of strengthening that inner sense of resilience and safety within. So before we dive into the guided portion of this session today, I want to invite you to please support this Peaceful Soul podcast by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends and your loved ones. Please also hit that subscribe button and consider donating to support the Peaceful World Movement at alicialindiaz.com/donate. Okay, so let's dive into today's practice, and I want to share with you a little bit more just perspective on this particular mantra practice for today. I find that it's really helpful to sometimes understand what you're chanting and what some of the translation of the essence of this kind of like this spirit vitamin, like it's like chanting mantra to me is kind of like taking an herb. It's like receiving a mantra is like our word and the sounds that come out of our mouth, right? Our word is a creation. It is the first emanation of, it's the first movement of creation. It's a vibration that when you make a sound, sound vibrates water, it vibrates molecules, right? Everything in our body and our being resonates in a resonant way or in a dissonant way to whatever sounds we surround ourselves with. So think about going into the forest and or to the ocean, and how your body is just saturated in the sounds of harmony. And think of beautiful music that brings you alive, right? And then think of sounds that just feel really dissonant, like really loud heavy metal, or, you know, just something that's just like really intrusive. The sounds of sirens in the city and the nails on the chalkboard kind of sounds. Just those really harsh sounds and just what that does for your body, right? We are a vast majority of water. And so those sounds truly change us. And even when you think of Masaru Emoto's photos of the frozen water and words that were spoken to some of the water crystals, and when they freeze, the positive, enriching, prayerful words make these beautiful, ornate, gorgeous crystals. And words of hate and violence and anger create very distorted looking figures in the frozen crystals, right? So I know I'm already preaching to the choir here. If you are listening to this podcast, you're on board with that, but it felt important to share today just around just these ideas of mantra meditation. And Sanskrit is such a beautiful language that can help us drop into this deep essence, this code of life, of vitality. And this particular mantra today is one that helps us connect with the feminine aspect of the solar energy. So it is power, it is strength, it is resilience, it is vitality. It is empowerment to the deepest degree. And Dr. David Frawley says that this mantra that I'm sharing today, so the mantra is Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. And Dum is the seed syllable. Om and Dum are both seed syllables that help amplify the energy of Durga. And Durgaye Namaha are just ways of honoring this energy of sacred empowerment, the feminine aspect of solar energy. Durga, as a deity, is the leader of the divine army. She rides a lion, and she is fierce and powerful and deeply imbued with potent love, the love that transforms like fire. And chanting this mantra is projecting the energy of the protective form of the Divine Mother who saves us from difficulties. This mantra helps ignite the Agni fire, the digestive fire in our gut. On an Ayurvedic level, it supports our digestive fire. And it's kind of an earth type of fire, like the burning of wood. It purifies and it releases toxic thoughts, toxic emotions, and helps actually mobilize toxicity out of our physical body. This mantra can be used to eliminate sorrow and obstacles or barriers out of our lives. It has a powerful energy that helps us overcome opposition in our lives and grants self-control and self-discipline in the ways that support and serve us the most. So, another thing about this mantra, this Durga mantra, can also help neutralize negative forces that are projected out at us from outside of us. So this is a, creates like a protective shield around you, and you can feel it. You will feel it just after 20 minutes of doing this practice and singing this mantra with me. Thomas Ashley Farrand, who's the author of Healing Mantras, translates this, and it's also translated in many places, to mean salutations to she, capital S she, salutations to she who is beautiful, to the seeker of truth, and terrible in appearance to those who would injure devotees of truth. So to me, this really interprets like aspects of ego or the darkness or shadow or quote unquote evil would be terrified to experience, to witness Durga, the head of the divine army, the light that brings light into the dark areas, that's not afraid, that will, the light that conquers all darkness. So it would be terrible in appearance for any energy that would injure someone who's genuinely seeking the truth. And so it is beautiful, this beautiful, profound, radiant energy of light to those who are seekers of truth, which I know you are if you're here in this conversation with me. So this is a beautiful, powerful mantra that invokes a heavy-duty protection and is also commonly used in dreadful circumstances, but can also be used to imbue blessings of creativity and good fortune, to increase your self-confidence, to decrease insecurity, and to decrease any feelings of lack of self-worth. So let's dive into today's practice. Please find a comfortable position. And I will start playing my harmonium, and we lead in very gently. This mantra is very easily sang and chanted as a call and response. So you can listen to me chant Om Dum Durgaye Namaha and just keep repeating it over and over and over, and then you'll hear me come in with some different harmonies so that you can be just surrounded by this vibration. You can chant it along with me. You can speak it along with me. You can lay down and just receive it. Whatever feels good to you for today. Here we go.
Thank you. Yeah.
and take a moment for silent meditation. Maybe placing your hands over your heart in gratitude. And slowly open your eyes. Bringing your awareness back into the room, back into your body. Feel free to stretch and move in whatever way feels best for you today. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope today's message and mantra meditation guided practice deeply nourished your soul and helped you feel more empowered and strong and resilient, and therefore even more calm and peaceful within. Please consider supporting this podcast by leaving a 5-star review and sharing. Also hit that subscribe button so you get all the new releases of episodes each week. And remember, peaceful souls create a peaceful world. Please consider donating to support this podcast and join me in the Peaceful World Movement at alishalindiaz.com/donate. Sending you so much love and many, many blessings. I will see you on the next episode. Om Shanti. Namaste.